Hey guys, it's Kayla Yule from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.
Not physically attracted to them at all. I think I should go talk to them and see if I like them.
Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I am John R. Bray.
For those of you who are happily in a relationship.
Oh, God.
And who may not even have ever heard of the app called Bumble. It's a dating app.
It's like a spinoff of Tinder, if you're familiar with Tinder.
Yes. It's a spinoff of Tinder, but it has a different algorithm and different features than Tinder. And you'll quickly learn if you are single and thinking about online dating, online, quote unquote, online dating, that Bumble's algorithm serves up the best looking accounts first as you start scrolling, and then quickly goes into the accounts where the person is conventionally relatively less attractive than the ones that came before. Have you noticed this, John R. Bray?
Now that I have a Bumble profile, I am starting to notice that the world of online dating is, in fact, as bad as I have always imagined it would be. I have noticed that. I have also noticed how few people can take a selfie. just a basic, and I'm not even talking about the way people look, but just some of these profile photos look like what you would expect if your toddler stole your phone and was taking selfies. Like, they fill up the entire screen. It's like you're seeing maybe 70% of the face because that's how close it is. And I can't figure it out. I think some of them are like a group photo that they've decided to then crop down to their face, which is still not really an excuse. But then the other photos will be decent. But for some reason, they pick this one photo that's all blurry and weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's almost as if they were like, well, I don't have that many photos, so I've got to at least include one more. It's like, no, you don't need to include that one.
Right.
It's probably a bad idea. I'm sure that there are probably services that help. There's got to be services that help with setting up your account, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's not hard. It took me, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes. I guess as long as you have photos on your phone that are reasonable, it's pretty quick to set up. You don't even actually need to write anything. You can just answer some of those questions like age, you know, whether you're seeking women or men, whether you smoke or drink, and then publish it with one photo and you're done. And some people do that. And some people have as much information as possible. It's the whole range. And it's interesting because, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot from your perspective and the photos of all the men with fish or hunting
deer,
or
yes,
whatever.
The men with deer.
Right.
Dead deer.
And I'm not seeing a lot of that, which is also probably not just because I'm the man in this case, but because I live in Illinois. But one thing I'm seeing a lot of is someone will post their profile and all of their photos are with friends, usually.
So you don't know which one is which.
All of them. And they're all brunettes. And I have no idea. And it's not like the same person is in the middle of every photo, so I can kind of guess. And it's really irritating.
Yeah, I know. I remember that distinctly. Like, you do wonder, like, what were they thinking when they were publishing this? like when they have to think about like what they are looking for when they see a profile. They don't want to see a group of dudes and not know which dude they're looking at, or if they're, you know, bisexual or homosexual, see a group of women, same thing.
Right.
Yeah, pictures on dating profiles are really, 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 really interesting.
They're just, I mean, it's, I think it's also, at least, I mean, this is the only app or service or whatever that I've used, but there's really no way to add context to the photos.
Yeah.
So you can't post to me like, this was, I just got back from my trip to London and here's a photo, or so you'll see all of these photos from all of these vastly different places. And it's just, and it feels like a very incomplete story, I guess. But so it, I don't think I picked, I think I can probably change this preference, but I think just based on my age, it put me in like 30 to 40. So that's what it's showing me.
Oh, because I was very specific about who I wanted to see. I'm pretty sure that Bumble gave me that option. Maybe it didn't.
I need to go back and probably look at that. But honestly, I have it specified that I am a man and I'm seeking women, and it still recommends men from time to time. Yes, I really can't figure that out.
Yes, it will still do that.
Why?
Because some of...
Why is it... I mean, it's fine, but I don't know... I'm not ever going to swipe favorably.
I believe it's because they, those men and those women have indicated that they are interested in both or are willing to get in on another couple doing something, if that makes sense.
Okay.
What you learn when people think you're bisexual, what you learn.
Right. I mean, and maybe I'll adjust the age, but I really don't think it will matter, but I would say, because honestly, I don't really want to fuck around if it's not even a possibility. And 75% of the profiles, and I can't filter these out. I haven't been able to necessarily filter these out, are women without children who want children, or women who have children and want more children. Which I am choosing to read that as they would like to have children. So I just, even if absolutely everything else in that profile seems okay, I don't do it. Because I feel like that's a pretty significant thing.
That's a deal breaker, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would seem unfair. I feel like if I swipe right on that, then it indicates that I'm also interested in having more children, and I'm not. And that seems unfair.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's absolutely true, especially if they put it in their profile.
Well, it's an option. It's like a thing. You know, you can say, you know, I don't have kids and I want kids, or I want them someday, or I have them and don't want more. I think that's what I have mine set to, is that I have kids and don't want more. Which I would think then that it wouldn't match me with people who want kids. But some of these factors must not be black and white factors. They must just be general.
Well, I guess because, you know, you may change your mind if you read the right person. And then you're like, oh, well, then I do want kids. And if they had explicitly said, okay, we're not going to throw you to somebody who doesn't want kids, then you could have missed that opportunity. But I mean, there's variables like that all over the app. And what I found most annoying about it, though, was, okay, I'm going to get to the point. Like, some people, again, we've talked about certain kind of texting. Certain people will text you, and you know that if you text them back, that you will never get off the phone, that you'll have to, your text message conversation will continue for 4 days.
Right.
And then sometimes you and another person have an understanding where when you text, you don't expect an answer back. And if you get one, great. Or if you get one 2 days later, great. Not a big deal. But if like you are urgent about, a text message, like, you know, someone is cut and bleeding and dying, please respond. You would hope that person, right. So
right.
There's varying levels of like, seeing somebody's name and going, oh no, that person texted me, or oh, it's fine, that person texted me. But with dating apps, the there is no dignity in the timeliness of response or continuing response. Someone can act very, very, very interested and then disappear. Or they are they don't respond for 5 days and act just as interested as they were 5 days ago. It's a very confusing situation where it was just like, why the fuck did this person wait 5 days to respond to my message and is acting all very enthusiastic? It makes
without me, a reason, without like, yeah, sorry, this thing happened.
Yeah. And it always made me very wary and very, it frustrated me. Maybe because I didn't want to spend an inordinate amount of time on those apps. You know, I wanted to meet someone and enjoy time with someone. I didn't want to be scrolling through apps looking at really horrible pictures.
Right.
Not that people are unattractive. It's just, it's very hard to take a flattering photo sometimes. Even if you're a gorgeous person and you don't know how to use your phone, it can be bad. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the hard thing, too, is that you... The 5 day delay, that I don't really understand, but it forces you, at least in theory, to communicate with multiple people at the same time.
Yes.
You can't act like lukewarm just because you're communicating with multiple people, because one of them, like, it might really work out. But then when you act really enthusiastic toward all of them and one works out, the others fall by the wayside. But it's just weird because if you're out, like if you meet someone at a bar, you talk to them and you're very interested because they're there. And then if, you know, a half an hour later you realize it's not going to work, that's fine. And you part ways and that's done. But it's not like you walk up and talk to three separate people at the bar, mm-hmm, all at the same time and then just turn your back on two of them and leave.
Yeah. That's basically what's happening. And so it inserts this dynamic into dating that is really strange and frustrating. And once you get used to it, I think you're just like, yeah, okay, well, this phenomenon is happening. But when you're not used to it, you're just like, what the fuck? I don't understand. They were so enthusiastic, you know, a day ago. And yeah.
It's not, I feel like I'm shopping for a used car. Like that's how these apps... how it seems to me, because all you can really do is like, you can say, yes, this Ford is green and I wanted a green Ford and it has all of these features that I like. I'm interested in it, but you don't know that you're going to buy it. You just know that you want to see it because you need to know if you're like, that's exactly how this feels, which is really strange to me.
And then you think you've matched with someone and then you start talking and at first it's okay. And then you get talking and like I remember one interaction where someone asked me what I did for a living and I told them, and then I asked them what they did for, I was very vague about it. I asked them what they did for a living and they launched into like five messages of this really very complicated economical model thing that they were trying to get funded and went on and on. And then at the end of it said, ask me something really interesting. I wanted to write back, you're not my goddamn English teacher. And first of all, I hate playing games. Like card games. I hate playing board games. Like, I hate when, like, you're faced in a game with someone who says, come up with so, right? And you're forced to sit there and spontaneously come up with some sort of interesting whatever. For a person to not only go on five messages and talk about this really, 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 really boring job, and then go, ask me something really interesting. And it's like, I didn't sign up for this to get assignments.
Right.
I don't want an assignment.
And he could have just asked you something really interesting.
Yeah. It was such a fundamental part of my depression. And it could just be the dating pool in Utah, but I'm pretty sure it's not just that. I think online, I mean, it can be very successful for many people. I know many people who have met and gotten married because of it.
I've heard a lot of really good stories, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of really good stories, but I just ran into horror story after horror story and only wrote about, like, God, maybe even like 10% of it in my book, because I had so many stories that I wanted to share but didn't ultimately.
It's weird because I feel like it makes you hyper aware of how you project yourself, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think that that's an important awareness to have, but to a really weird level. Like, so it asks for your job, like where you work. And initially I put in, I put in that I was a writer, and I don't remember if I put in self-employed or something. And within 10 minutes, I'm like, you know, that sort of sounds like I don't have a job. So I should change that to say something else. So I changed it to freelance. I'm like, that definitely sounds worse. So I changed it. Eventually, I think where it sits now is like a writer at a media company, because I have an LLC. So technically it's true, because what I was thinking is it would be really easy to read freelance writer, be like, that dude doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not true, but I can totally see why someone would take it in that direction.
We are very aware of the stereotypes of our of our occupation. We don't deny the stereotypes at all. We get it. We understand. We know what you're thinking.
Right. And you second guess everything. And I mean, I don't like it. Someone popped up, because it's a mix, right? Of like random people that they think based on preferences you might be a good fit with. And then people who have swiped right on you. Isn't that kind of how it works?
Yes.
I'm like 2 days into this, so bear with me.
Yes, it's so, people that they think you might be interested in your area, and people who have swiped on you, and yeah, so.
Right, so then if I swipe right on them, then that's a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Bumble, they would have to decide whether or not they wanted to send me a message.
Yes.
Because that's how that works. And most people they'll list their profession, but not where they work, which to me makes a lot of sense. Like, you could just say, I'm a nurse at a hospital. And then, you know, as you get to know them, you find out where. And I don't tend to really look. I just usually look at what they do, like glance at it, and then I'll scroll to the rest of the profile. And almost swiped right on this profile for this woman that I've not met in person, but have spoken to because she works for a client.
Oh, wow.
And I don't really want to go down that, on that path. And I just happened to see she's one of about a dozen people I've seen so far that put the actual company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that. I think what you'll also find is as these, sorry, Ryan, I am sitting in a different room and trying to make it so that my feet don't hurt as I sit here. My feet still hurt. I know, we're so tired of talking about this. Trust me, I am so tired of talking about it too. I think that as you start to use the app, what will also start to happen is as these sort of eccentricities about online dating start to manifest themselves, it really makes you take a look at yourself and go, do I do this to people? Like, am I the type of person who doesn't respond to a message in 5 days? Am I the type of person who acts really enthusiastic at the beginning and then fades away really quickly? I'm not the type of person who asks an English question for like a term paper. I'm not that. But it sort of forces you to look at, like, am I doing this to people? Like, am I this flaky, or is this just sort of a manifestation of how this technology works? I came to sort of an existential crisis with that.
Like, trying to figure out who you were?
Yeah, because I didn't want I didn't want to engage with anybody. I mean, you definitely want to figure out if you're going to be compatible. The only way to do that is if you message back and forth. But I didn't want to engage with anybody at all if they weren't going to show me that compatibility, the potential for that compatibility to eventually meet in person. I'm not on an app just to sit there and dick around on an app. I didn't have time to just sit and dick around on an app. And so when those little eccentricities popped up, it was like, am I the type of person who is doing this sort of thing too? It really made me take a look at my own behavior and assess it.
Well, what was your system? Like, how much on app conversation was enough to make you decide if you wanted to go meet for drinks or dinner or coffee or something?
Usually it was a combination of, do I find this person attractive? Have they responded to me in a enthusiastic manner? And more than once, more than twice, more than three times, and then let's go. There's a woman that I know, very successful woman, who runs a website called Make Love Not Porn. Her name is
Make
Cindy
Love
Gallup.
Not Porn. Okay.
Yeah, her name is Cindy Gallup. I'm giving her a shout out right now. And she, her whole idea is to have a porn app of people who submit their own videos, so that it's like real people having sex, not, you know, 20 something girls who weigh 80 pounds and whatnot. And it's like actual real people having real experiences, and it makes it a more authentic and enjoyable experience. And anyway, that's a story for a different time. And she gave a speech at a conference that I was at, and she was talking about why online dating fails. And she says most of the time it's because you don't have a phone call with the person before going on the date. And the rest of her talk made a lot of sense, but that one piece was like, I don't think that you know how much we hate speaking on the phone, most of us.
What was her reason for that?
Because if you can't get along on a phone call, then you're not going to get along in person, which I didn't understand the logic of that, and I still don't. Because, like, Pete and I don't talk well on the phone. And maybe it's because we're around each other so much in person that talking on the phone is weird. And so when we're on the phone together, it's just like, why are you calling? What is this calling thing? Like, we talk for maybe 30 seconds and then, like, both of us just can't get off the phone quick enough. You know? And he's in his 50s. And it's still sort of like, we'd much rather just talk in person. It's so much better in person than it is on the phone.
Yeah, I understand sort of this need to kind of break through the barrier of a screen. Like, I mean, logically it makes sense, but I would not be friends with like 90% of the people I'm friends with if we started with a phone call.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, honestly, every time we talk on the phone, it's weird.
Yeah, phone calls are weird now. Phone calls are really, really, really strange. I mean, my mother and I are fine, and my dad and I are fine. But other than that, I really don't want to talk to you on the telephone, other than to, like, give you my vital stats before I go in for a procedure. And I've done plenty of that. And so she was just talking about how you need to get on the phone with someone. And I never did that. Well, I did it once, and that was a disaster. That was actually the guy I threw the drink across the table at him.
You got on the phone with him and then still went out with him, though.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. That's how bad of a place I was in. So for me, it was, okay, you're attractive. I'm attracted to you. I'm attracted to your brain. I'm attracted to our conversation. Let's go. Like, within three or four messages, they've got my phone number. Let's go out for drinks, whatever. And that was like my goal, was like, not boom, 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 but like, I'm here for this. This is what I want to do. I want to date. Meeting people is hard because of my situation. And so It was very frustrating. It was demoralizing because you would swipe on people and they would be very enthusiastic in one message and then not talk to you ever again or for 5 days. Or it's just, what the hell is this? What is this? It feels like a fucking card game.
I know that it works really well for people, and I'm trying to give it a fair shot. It just doesn't feel natural.
Mm-mm.
At all. It feels, I mean, I don't want to like sit down at the end of a day and be like, oh, well, let's see if there's any possible people out there and then flick through a screen.
Right.
It just seems kind of weird.
Which is what you can do. You can sit down at the end of the day and you can just, oh, let's open Tinder. Let's open Bumble and let's just scroll through. And yeah, I don't miss those days at all. I don't at all.
No, and it also makes me, I feel like I'm becoming not critical, but I'm probably like ruling things out that maybe aren't a big deal, but I feel like because they're spelled out, they are. So, I mean, not just the kids, but I will always swipe left on conservative Christians. I'm friends with conservative Christians. But those friendships are not nearly as good as my friendships with other people who don't declare that. So it's not that I have anything against conservative Christians, but I feel like I just know if that's how you identify, then there are probably enough things that we do not have in common mm-hmm. that it won't work.
Hi, this is Kendra Adachi from the Lazy Genius Podcast, and I am so excited that the new KFC chicken nuggets are here. You have never had nuggets like these before. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe, and absolutely delicious. They have become a go-to favorite the kids love to fight over, and I hope they make dinner easier and more fun for you too. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
But at the same time, if I met that person out at a bar or wherever, maybe it would, and that would be a fine thing. But because it's all laid out on a screen, you kind of have to make that, like, not split second, but you have to make that decision just based on the words.
Yeah, so Pete and I shared quite a few not horror stories, but... I've told you the story about how I never swiped on him. I would see his face. I would see his face on the app and just close it. Because usually when you open the app back up, it throws up a different profile. Yes. I just didn't ever want to make a decision about him. I didn't want to be held to a decision. Well, I guess the decision has been made.
Right.
And he and I both ended up going out on more than one or two or three or four dates with people that we were like, oh, it'll be fine. It's going to be fine, right? Like, I'm going to get used to this sort of thing where...
Right, like everything in your gut tells you it's a terrible mistake.
Yeah, but you're like, you know, but it's going to... I'm being too harsh or... You know, we're seeing a movie and we're having a good meal. And without fail, each one of these people didn't vote in the presidential election of 2016.
Really?
Yes. Without fail. And both Pete and I are super politically active. Pete has run for office before. Like, we made the exception. We were like, well, I mean, is it a deal breaker? Well, it turned out to be a deal breaker because it affected so many other ways that they felt about things. The fact that they wouldn't vote in such a historic presidential election, you know, sort of had ramifications elsewhere in their lives that sort of didn't match up with what we sort of have as principles within ourselves. Not that our principles are better than their principles, but just different, right?
Right, exactly. And that's kind of what I mean. Like, I just have this idea that things will bubble up in other areas that just won't work. And it's not that they're bad or I'm bad or anyone is better or worse. It's not It's not going to work.
Yeah. The one guy that I dated for the longest period of time during my online dating experience, first date, he revealed to me that he did not vote. And he was a veteran, and he just talked about his disdain for the government in its entirety and how he just didn't ever want to talk about it. He didn't want to, he was not on social media, which is fine, absolutely, but he did not want to read about politics. He didn't want to look at politics. He didn't want to know the names of senators. He didn't want to know any, he wanted to ignore it all. Which for me,
you sound very compatible.
He was very sweet and very friendly, had a very boyish personality. So I was like, oh, this is going to be fine, right? But at the same time, it's a very privileged way of looking at things to say, well, I'm not going to pay attention to politics because, you know, it's not affecting me and I don't have to know the name of a senator, because, and that played out in different ways with him.
Right. And outside of just voting.
Outside of just voting, yeah. Not, I don't think you're a terrible person, maybe just a little bit, if you didn't vote. I will think you're a terrible person if you don't vote this next time. By God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, if somebody said conservative Christian, like, I wasn't. So if someone said Mormon but willing to date non-Mormon, I'm like, no.
Right. Like, that's fine. It's fine that you're Mormon and that's your approach, but not for me.
Yeah, not for me. I don't want kids. And you have a 2-year-old. I don't know about that.
Yeah. See, that's...
You know, that's hard.
And well, that was another part. Like, I obviously am very clear about the fact that I'm a single parent. I'm not hiding that. But I'm also trying to find a way, because I'm 35. So I think it would be very easy for someone to see that and be like, oh, he has a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 4-year-old. And I just put, I said, he's far older than you would guess. Because it's different to, even from my perspective, it would be different to date a woman who has a 4-year-old than it would to date a woman who has a 14-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying either of them are bad, but no. It's totally different. And you try to find a way to communicate, you know, because if I'm 35 and I just say full-time single parent, that could easily be like, oh, he's never available ever. Which is not true.
Well, and somehow, I don't think that I listed my girls' ages at the time, but I always ended up on dates with guys who had either kids my age or a little older. Like, it sort of always worked out that way, and which is great, except that I also always ended up on dates with guys who had a break from their kids, and I did not. And so in my book, I talk about the resentment that was sort of built into the process of me leaving the house to go on a date, because I had to find a babysitter, and I had to make sure that the whole house was going to be in order while I was gone. And then I had to take a shower. Right. I had to put on makeup and I had to get ready. And I have to go be on this date with this person who could just leave his house. You know, he didn't have to like do all the arranging for the kids. He could just leave his house. And so when we get to dinner, where there's already this like, I've run, a marathon to get there, and he's just sort of stumbled out of bed. Not literally, but just sort of, and then metaphorically speaking, there was this built-in resentment where it's like, I have done all this work to spend this time with you. And that was on me. That was my own built-in resentment. But there were times when I wanted to, like, punch people in the faces, because I was like, do you realize the amount of fucking work that I had to do to get out of my house and what I could be doing right now? And I'm sitting here with you as you're lecturing me about something that you know nothing about at all. And right. You didn't vote.
Well, I think, it is on you, but it's that idea that, like, you put in more work to be there. So I think there's just this subconscious expectation that it better be worth it.
Yeah.
And then when it's not, and not just like, oh, this person is okay, but not for me, but when it's like actively not worth it, that's a thing.
Yeah, there was a guy who told me that I was using my children as a way to make guys chase me because my children were so much a part of my schedule that it was hard to arrange a date. And I was trying to make myself seem unavailable. And he was saying that I was using my children as an excuse.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
He's probably still on the app.
He's probably, oh, no, he actually texted me like 2 months ago.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Like wanting another date?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I was right. He's probably still on the app then.
Yeah, that was 2016. This Damn. Is 3 years, yeah. So it's an experience, online dating. I mean, I would love to write a book about it, except that I'm not doing it anymore.
Right. It's, I don't know. I think I just, I don't know if jaded is the right word. I'm just, I don't have the patience for some of the, what I think is just trivial bullshit. And I don't know how it is on men's dating profiles, but so many of these profiles I come across are like, I just want someone who's honest and kind and makes me laugh. I'm like, what? Blah, 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 blah. It's not like if you don't put that, I assume you want someone who lies to you and is an asshole. Like, those are just kind of the basics, I would think. Like, I could easily say that. Like, I would really like to be with someone who's honest, but I feel like that's assumed. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be with someone who's kind. I don't know. You're only given so many words, and that feels like a waste to me.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really tell me anything about them. It doesn't really tell me anything about what they're looking for. I don't know. And I know why people put it. I know why that instinct is there. But I just don't have patience for it. A friend of mine sent me, she said, let me write your bio for you. And she sent me a text that just said, I have my shit together. You should too. Just go with that. And it's, you know, to the point. It's frustrating. It's weird. I mean, I'm 2 days in and I already don't like it, but.
No, I told you, I really did. Like, I don't even remember what it said. I talked about being a single mom of two kids and former Mormon, liberal. I was pretty explicit about those types of things about me and, you know, owning a dog, being a pet lover, animal lover. But then after I saw profile after profile after profile of the guys with the fish and the deer, and I went back into my profile and said, I couldn't care less about the deer you caught or the deer you shot or the fish that you caught than the words coming out of your face. I care more about the words coming out of your face. And I forgot to take that out when I went to France and opened Tinder in France. And the guys who were texting me just were so confused.
Oh, God.
They were so confused. They were just like, what is this deer? What is this fish thing? And I'm sure that there's probably, I don't know about the women's profiles. I'm sure there's probably similar photos that women post. I'm sure there are a lot of duck face photos.
Yep. Yeah, those are there. Those are definitely there.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And they're usually blurry. The mm-hmm. ones that are duck face. But I think, though, you know, you can look, like, you can see a photo and maybe you can kind of tell, like, that's not a great photo, but it's not the person. Like, it's just not a great photo. It's not like they were trying to do the duck face and the photo turned out poorly. It's just maybe not a great photo.
Yeah.
Like, you can get that sense.
Yeah. Well, I also, and this is going to sound terribly insensitive of me, but I think women on Instagram are good about getting and understanding how to take shots of themselves. or are better at it, especially like women who do fashion or DIY or any sort of thing where a woman is using Instagram, you know, on the regular and has to put herself in some of the photos, has learned angles and has learned lighting and that sort of thing. And you're really good at taking photos of yourself. You understand lighting, you understand composition. And I feel, and I'm going to get so much shit for this, but I follow a lot of gay men on Instagram who totally get it too, right? They
totally get it.
And so for a guy to put a really good like selfie shot up there, is he gay? I don't know. I dated a lot of gay men. I could be attracting it on the app.
Oh my God.
But that's, I think as if younger generations are still using these sorts of apps when they start dating, they're going to be more adept at putting up better pictures because they understand these, they understand the apparatus better. But for now, people are just scanning in photos and chopping their ex-wife out of the photo.
Yeah, I know. And you can like see a hand, like an arm around someone.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's, I think it's a combination. It's the quality of the image and then also what the image is showing. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've seen plenty of profiles, and on Bumble, I think you can get like 6 photos or something. And they're all 6 in a bikini, all 6. And they're attractive, but I feel like we're maybe using the app for different things. I just, and again, maybe they didn't realize that. Maybe that's not the intention. Maybe I'm reading too into it. But I feel like if you have an opportunity to post 6 photos, you could try to give a better sense of, I don't know, who you are or your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you live in Chicago. There's only a limited period where you can actually be in a bikini anyway. So that's like half your life. I feel like an old get off your lawn man right now. That's how I feel.
No, you aren't. I mean, how many cruises can you go on, right?
Exactly.
Every single one of your photos is from a cruise, dude. What are you doing? Yeah, I would show all the really funny ones to Lita. Even, you know, you're supposed to keep your kids out of it, but Lita and I would laugh quite a bit at certain profiles.
I feel like that is the only way I'm going to survive this is by laughing through it. I don't know.
Because it is like there was, and I wrote about this in my book as well. There was a guy who was standing on his head in every photo. And he was standing on his head on a paddleboard and standing on his head in a cave surrounded by skulls and standing on his head at the top of a mountain. And I don't know if he thought that it was supposed to be funny or witty, but standing on his head in the cave surrounded by the skulls was where I was like, lady, you got to come see this.
Right. That's a little
She's
weird.
She's like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand. You don't get it.
Well, it's also weird because I think I told a few friends that I was on Bumble, and most of them think it's great, but a couple are like, it's online dating and dating apps are terrible because they're really shallow. Because it's all based on appearance, which, yes, that is, I mean, that's a huge piece of it because that's what comes up, like, is the first photo. But that's really what everything is, at least initially, based on for everyone. Mm-hmm. If you're out, you're not going to look at someone and say, I'm not physically attracted to them at all. I think I should go talk to them and see if I like them. And that doesn't happen. I think the dating apps just make it more obvious.
I did go on a date with a guy, and he and I had been texting at that point for over 2 weeks because I had been traveling, and he was not what I would consider conventionally attractive at all, but his profile was very interesting and it at least led me to believe that he was really intellectual and thoughtful and articulate about politics. And so when we started texting, that was all true. He was very, very interesting person and empathetic. And we went on a date. It was, you know, you as compatible as you are in a text message, you really got to meet somebody in person to know if you're compatible in person. And I realized within 10 minutes that it wasn't going to be compatible, but we had a lovely, lovely dinner together. I would consider that an actual success.
Oh, I would think so. To have a solid date, even mm-hmm. if you know it's not going to go anywhere, that's yeah. far better than being miserable 10 minutes in and it being awkward.
Right. We had a great conversation. Yeah. So an interesting profile can make all the difference. You say something witty to me, I'm notoriously attracted to the brain.
Right. But I feel like, again, and I don't know how the rest of these apps are, but with Bumble, it's their photo, name, age, and profession. Yeah. That's all that shows up. So I feel like there has to be something physically that makes you decide to scroll. Otherwise, yeah. you're going to be scrolling and reading absolutely every single profile that's fed to you. Which doesn't make sense. I mean, maybe I've got the wrong approach. I don't know.
No. You know, and we all have our, like, you know, there are certain things that you don't like physically about a person that are just your own, like, your own things. Like, you don't like this in a person, like, physically.
Right.
That sounds so shallow for me to say that, but I mean, how many men do I know who ended up with Asian women because they like Asian women? I know so many of the kids in my high school ended up with Asian women because they were always attracted to Asian women. So I can see them being on Tinder or Bumble and being like, oh, she's Asian, I'm going to scroll no matter what.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm traditionally attracted to darker haired men with beards. So that was probably going to be an automatic, like, scroll through to see for me. But I've dated quite a few blondes.
Well, so maybe that's what it is, though. Maybe, like, you have your certain triggers that are kind of an automatic yes. And then the ones that maybe don't drop cleanly into that bucket, there's, like, something that kind of partially fits.
Yeah.
Like maybe a dark-haired man without a beard, but you're like, okay, well, sure, I'll look. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a thing. Just get ready for some text messages with some weird bios.
This is going to be a thing, John. I can't wait for the messages. I want to debrief after every date.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, man. So that it was actually Saturday that I set it up. So it's been now 3 days.
Okay.
3 whole days. And it's weird.
What I should have done, and I will give you this, and you probably don't have it set this way, but I had set mine, I believe the age range was 31 to 55.
Okay.
And I should have lowered the age range.
Lowered the age range?
Like, from the top down. And I'm not
discriminating. As in, like, 31 to 50?
Yeah, but then it would have excluded Pete. But
right.
But I went out with a few men in their 50s. We were just generations apart. And, yeah, it was just bad. Bad.
I feel like age is such a weird factor because I have dated 3 people in their late 20s, and one of them we were very much on the same page, but 2 of them it was just the years made a significant difference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly think for me too, the fact that I became a parent at 21 skews things for my age, just a smidge.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's kind of, you know, I mean, I think I could go out with someone who's 40 and not click because of age, and go out with someone who's 45 and click just fine. Or someone who's 28 might be great if it's the right person. But right. You really don't know.
you really don't know, and you can tell kind of immediately in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I do really appreciate is you can link your Spotify to Bumble.
Oh, yes.
To display your artists. And there have been a couple times I'm like, she looks great. I'm going to swipe. No, definitely, definitely not swiping.
Yep. I am guilty of the same. Exactly.
Like I can recognize, like look at a list and be like, okay, this one or two, this band is probably a guilty pleasure based on everything else you listen to. And I respect that. But when absolutely everything there is country, we have very different taste in music, like very different taste in music, which I know for some people probably sounds ridiculous, but there's just, that's one of those things again, where maybe in the long run, it wouldn't really matter, but because it's there and presented, I'm going to factor that in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, and Pete and I are completely on the exact same page when it comes to music, which is, you know, 70% of our lives together.
Right.
So he and I didn't think that another person like us existed in Utah, like compatibility wise, for him to be as interested in the same music that I am, me with him, like he didn't think that it existed. And so for us to like sort of see each other like, what?
Well, and was that, I know that you never swiped on him, but was music listed in your profile? Like, was that a part of these profiles?
I don't think that I had linked it. At that time, no. And I did not know his musical history at all. He started the rave scene in Utah back in the 90s.
He did?
He did.
Oh, man.
He started the rave scene. Do you know the artist Cascade?
I don't.
So Cascade is a DJ who's become quite popular recently. He's Mormon. He's good, very, very good friends with Cascade. I mean, he used to bring in DJs all from all over the country, and he started the whole scene. He would rent out warehouses, that whole thing. So he started with his musical stuff way, way back. Even though he's got almost 10 years on me, he still loves new music. Like, he loves discovering new stuff, which is like my favorite part of music is discovering new things. Yes, I'll go back and, you know, some Saturday mornings I'll listen to The Cure for like 2 hours or,
sure,
you know, whatever, the Sundays or, but usually I'm out there finding new music and so is he. And we're constantly sharing music back and forth. So it's that Spotify, that musical connection, I can't, for me, was at the top of the list. And he didn't kill any deer or catch any fish.
Right. Yeah, I do remember you saying that you did not swipe right on him.
I did not, no. Mm-mm. And he deals with me talking about my feet all the time and my gut all the time. He hasn't told me to shut up once, so he's doing really well.
That's why it's working out. Yeah. That's because you wanted someone who was honest and kind and made you laugh.
Honest and kind and will be generous and listen to me. Did you ever watch Fleabag?
No, it's on my list because it is coming at me from every direction now.
For a good reason. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is a genius, and I'm sure people are going to roll their eyes that I've said this because everybody's over it. But she did the stand-up she was the host of Saturday Night Live, I guess, this weekend. And there is a plot line in the second season that I won't give away, but she says, we were trying to understand why this one person, this one character, was driving women so crazy. And she goes, and she's British, and she's like, because he was doing this one simple thing. She takes her hands and she reaches them out and she sort of brings it down. She goes, listening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, women were going mental over this man because he was listening.
That was what they figured out?
Yeah, it was her joke. But she wrote Fleabag, and starred in it, and then she wrote all of Killing Eve, which was just a phenomenal show. So recommend both highly.
That one I have not heard of, so I will put that on my list.
Killing Eve, starring Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer, who is, you're gonna, if I were gonna be bisexual.
So I would swipe right on her.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would. So would I. Anyway, that's too cool. We didn't even have to get into my health issues. Thank God.
I mean, this is like, I never thought we'd spend an entire episode talking about my online dating.
I can't wait for the stories. Yeah. You should take notes. You should write a book about it.
Then at least I'll get something out of this.
We would love to hear your stories about online dating, good and bad. Did you meet your partner on an online dating service? If so, we'd love to hear about it. Do you have horror stories? Did you have to take a shower, get your kids ready for bed, and then leave and then have someone diagnose you, psychologically diagnose you at the dinner table? You can reach us at stories@manicramblings.com or online at Manic Ramblings, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we would love to hear all your anecdotes about this one specific experience of being an adult.
Yes, please.
Until next time, if you're unsure, you don't have to swipe. You can just close the app. It's that simple. And then it'll change your life. Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.